podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey folks, it's Tim, the T in Tancast. This week, it's a bonus episode, so we have two episodes this week. We have the episode, regular episode, that's on your feed. Look for it. If you haven't downloaded it, it's on there. And then we have this episode, which is just me and Noah talking about the movie Spectre, the new James Bond movie. We get into spoilers pretty quick, so if you haven't seen the movie, you may want to hold on to this one. But if you have seen the movie, enjoy.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
On this week's bonus episode, Noah and I talk about the movie Spectre as we drive home from the theater.
And I think that's really all the setup we need. Let's just start the show.
Tancast.
This is Noah and Tim coming from the historic Tancast Studios.
AKA my minivan?
Yeah!
Yeah, the minivan's knocking. That means I'm probably looking around for some shit that got lost in the crevices. And swearing. We just got done seeing James Bond Spectre.
Spectre?
Oh.
Don't be stupid.
I wondered why they kept mispronouncing it.
So, what'd you think, Tim?
Best Bond movie ever in the world.
That's fine.
I got it. Hang on. We gotta make an emergency 7-Eleven pit stop.
It was not the best Bond movie in the world.
Best one ever.
Best one that I've seen within the last year.
I was gonna make the same joke. I was thinking, but coming over here, I was thinking that, like, I would make that joke. All right, we're going to have to pause this for some 7-Eleven drinky poos. And when we get back, more of this shit. There we go. What was that, Noah?
I said 7-Eleven's a weird place at night, at midnight. Old guy in his sweats.
Oh, he heard you. He looked right at you.
How dare you talk about me and my oldness?
This lady in a trench coat letting a dog pee on the on that cart? Like, what's she hanging around the corner for?
She's gonna sell you some drugs, man. You need some drugs.
Okay, so yeah, there she is. How do we rate the Age of Ultron? How have we been rating our movies?
We haven't been.
Okay.
Well, I got pretty good.
Oh no, we were giving letter grade. So what would you give this Bond before we get into it?
A low B, maybe a high C.
I would say C.
I mean, it was enjoyable. I don't know if I'll ever... I don't know if I'm clamoring to watch it again, so I guess, yeah, it's definitely in the C range.
I feel like it was a Bond film, but it just wasn't inspired, like...
I mean, there's a lot of references to the old Bond, and that was kind of cool. I mean, you know, to other Bond...
Yes, and there was that big reference, which I totally missed... I mean, I did catch the one part, but then after that, I didn't keep the thread going. Turn on your light, old guy, or whoever that is.
I don't know
this
that their
so
lights...
weird.
I don't know that their lights work. Is anyone driving that?
Oh, wait. Yeah, someone's in there. They're just hiding in all that junk. That is a scary car. Okay.
I think that's the beginning of a horror movie, that car.
If it flashes his light, you just go.
Or at least an episode of CSI.
So, one, do we want to get into some spoiler stuff?
Sure.
All right.
Spoilers!
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
So, it starts off with the Day of the Dead celebration in the beginning of, the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool scene. One shot, right?
Oh, yeah. The opening... scene of the movie is like one shot for, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. Tracking all the way through this town. I started to know, I'm like, oh, I would hate to be the director of this. They haven't cut once.
How do you hide a cut? Like, I know you pass through something, But is it like they're stopping it there and they're just restarting it and lining it back up again?
Exactly.
Okay. Which also seems like it would be hard. Do you know where we're going, Tim?
Yes. Okay. I was turning around for a second, but going right away.
So that was cool, but it wasn't like super, like he went, goes into a room, walks out the window, and then is listening to these people talk, tries to kill somebody, fucks it up.
But like he's in that little costume, and they pan away from him and pan over to the chick, and they pan back, and in an unnaturally quick time, he's completely changed out of that costume and into a suit.
And he's got a gun, which he, like, but where the fuck was he hiding that gun?
Where the fuck was he hiding a lot of things?
Like, throughout the movie, he just fucking has his impeccably dressed and has, like, one suitcase.
Yeah, one tiny suitcase.
Like, where the fuck are you keeping all that stuff on? I remember the cue, like, a suitcase of giving. Like, or what's that?
Giving?
There's some D&D thing. Oh, bag of holding. Where it's just, like, it holds an infinite amount of stuff.
That's what I call my nuts. The bag of holding, yeah. I guess I just call it the nut bag, the bag of holding. All right, I'm going to crank down the heat a little bit, unless you're cold.
Yeah, I'm good. But, like there's a chase scene. That's not really a chase scene. It's just like, I'm going to follow you around the city for a little while. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there was kind of like some, like, oh. Like, all right.
There's some, oh.
They had really fast cars, but you didn't get that sense of, like, we're going really fast.
They did make sure to mention that the scene was taking place at midnight, so you knew why there was no other cars on the street, except for this one. But then that also kind of lessened the, not suspense, but the stakes or whatever,
yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they're just driving down a bunch of empty streets.
Yeah, like, you know, like in Bourne or something, where it's like, you're driving in out of cars, and it's like, oh, they just missed it, and like, just kind of like, I'm gonna follow you for a little while. One point, the guy pulls up next to him and looks at him.
Yeah.
Like, Tim's like what was his plan? Like, what was he gonna do?
Yeah, I'm out of moves. I win. I'm faster than you.
I thought you were gonna run out of gas. And so, what also was disappointing about this car is, I actually saw a video clip talking about this specific car before the movie came out. And I was like, oh, you know, this is special for this movie. The car, like, lasted, like, I don't know how. I mean, there's a couple funny parts where he, like, flips these switches that are supposed to do things that didn't really work. Then he just drives into the water. Like, they just drive around for a little bit, and then he just drives in the water.
Even when the switch does work, and he has the, like, flamethrower going out the back, it slightly singes the dude's car, but he's otherwise fine. He continues driving.
He slowed down a bit. Trying to think what else. Oh, Charlie. Even the main villain in this movie, like, I mean, it's very twisty.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reveal, but, like, it's just like, oh, all right.
Did you see the reveal coming, like, a mile away? Because I totally did.
Wait, it was his brother?
Yeah.
I did not.
Like, when he finds that photograph from Skyfall at the very beginning where somebody's face is burned out, I'm like, well, that's fucking obviously going to be the main villain, or else why is somebody's face burned out?
I thought that was a woman. I don't know why. Like, I thought it was, like, Bond, Dad, Mom.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
I think that's why I didn't catch it. I don't know. You got anything else to say about it?
The flammable base at the end.
Yes. Yeah, there's like this whole like thing about surveillance, which is, you know, I guess supposed to be like a nod to like our current times. And yeah, like James Bond, like he escapes. Well, no, first he gets like drilled in the head, like in the spots that are supposed to fuck him up, and they did nothing to him.
Nope.
Like, they seem very painful.
As a dentist drill in the fucking skull would be. Yeah.
But they're supposed to do these things, so I mean, he was up and fine. So he escapes with the help of this girl, and then he shoots this one thing that explodes, and then they get out of the base, and then the whole base just fucking blows up.
It's just like the boom. Death Star! Woohoo! You're all killer, kid! Let's blow this thing and go home!
And then, we were making jokes like, that place is very flammable.
Well, what should I use for caulking? Should I use C4? Sounds great. I can't see that ever biting us in the ass.
Should I just mix some gasoline in with the paint?
I love it.
And what was the last way you said that? Jennifer likes.
Why did we build this place on an ancient burial ground for matches and gasoline? You like the idea that there was a burial ground for matches? Let's see. I could not look at Ralph Fiennes, Rafe, whatever the fuck his name is, and not see Voldemort. Like, every time he was on screen, I was just like, Harry Potter! That's all I was hearing in my head.
I mean, he did kind of have that look, and he kind of had that, like, kind of soft-speaking, like, yeah.
I mean, I didn't hear the voice. I mean, I didn't feel like the voice was the same, but I also couldn't stop thinking, like, fuck, his nose is gigantic. How'd they get rid of that in the movie?
Yeah, it's just all, like, sunken in, right?
Well, like, he has no... He's just flat. He's smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, geez, look at that bulbous thing. If I'd seen this in 3D, I'd have to duck. So that's what I was busy being distracted by. The lead lady of the... Oh, fucking all the sex scenes! Well, both the sex scenes. They're just so... They're so... fucking random and just like, and now we're gonna have sex. Really, nothing you've done up to this point was setting up that sex was about to happen. Well, it's happening.
Like, I mean, I think if there's Bond and a lady, like, that's setting up for sex. Like,
but that's not enough.
I mean, haven't they always been kind of random?
I guess, but like I said, maybe it's just like the modern era of like, that's not how fucking people make movies anymore.
I mean, he kills somebody's husband. And then it's just balls enough to, like, be like, oh, I'm gonna get all fucking sensual on you, and, like, I know you wanna fuck. I'm like, really? You just killed her husband. Like, you think she wants to bone you?
Like, and, like, she's totally into it. I mean, they make it clear that that she didn't love her husband.
Heck, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's odd.
But, like, the second time it happened, the second one, I was like, man, this is gay. And Noah goes, I think this is the opposite of gay. I said, no, I think this is what gay people must think straight people do. Like, I don't know, you probably fucking kill somebody and have sex. I don't know what the fuck you people do. Some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the big... I mean, maybe... I don't know if we need to see the big reveal. But, yeah, there's definitely, like, a big nod to another... Well, multiple James Bond films, but, like... You know, another one coming down the pike. Which, are they going to redo that one?
Wait, what? We might as well just say that if we're spoiling.
Isn't that guy Dr. No? Like, the guy who's in Dr. No?
No, that guy's Blofeld. The guy who, the name he said he was.
So, but he's the one, the guy that Dr. Evil is based off of.
Sort of. I think Dr. Evil is more actually based on Dr. No?
I thought Dr. No had the scar and the cat.
Blofeld had the cat, and I think the scar. Well, it depends. Sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't.
Wait, who's Blofeld then?
He was like the head of Spectre for like the Connery and... Well, I guess they never used him once they got to Roger Moore. They had somebody who looked a lot like him. You never saw his face. They never said his name. But then they dropped... Oh, he was also in the one guy, George Lazenby's Bond. Anyway, they drop him... There's a guy in a wheelchair who's bald, holding a cat.
Right, that guy.
I'm pretty sure that's Blofeld.
Right, isn't that the guy like Dr. Evil's based off?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay.
I thought for some reason, I thought he's more based on Dr. No. But yeah, I guess he's Blofeld. That's hilarious.
What?
In Austin Powers, it turns out that Austin Powers is brothers with Dr. Evil in the third movie. And in fucking an actual James Bond, they make it so it turns out James Bond is brothers with Blofeld. When the parody of your fucking movie franchise had your idea before you did, so maybe have another idea.
Okay, so the guy that was in Dr. No was, I guess, Dr. No?
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, but his suit looks more the same.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes, okay.
And I think he has, like, a little... the same space helmet... Not space helmet, but, like, radiation suit or whatever that Dr. Evil is wearing towards the end. I think Dr. No wears that.
Okay.
I am not at any means a Bond aficionado, so...
Neither am I.
Take all this with a 50-pound bag of salt.
So, yes. So, I wonder if they're going to... So Blofeld was a recurring character?
Yeah, he was played by like 3 or 4 different people, and now 5 different people.
Oh, I did not know that. So is he the one that's like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die, and that was someone else, right?
No, that was definitely somebody else. But he was like the one behind the scenes for, like, he was supposedly behind the scenes for like a bunch of Bond movies towards the beginning, kind of like this.
Got it, okay.
So except this you saw more.
I mean, I guess I knew this was a reboot. Yeah.
And, what was I going to say? He was played by Telly Savalas once. I don't know why that was hard enough for me to bring
up. He's still kind of Lollipop?
I do not believe so.
Alright, yeah, so, honestly, I could say you could probably skip this one.
That's right, skip it.
Go see...
The Peanuts movie.
Or, what else did I see recently?
Martian?
I did see Martian.
That's already doing well.
I would say this is better than Martian, so go see that.
Really? Better than The Martian?
I mean, in the sense that, like, I had one expectation for a Bond film, and it didn't give me that. Whereas, like, I had no expectations for The Martian. I'm just like, all right, this is kind of interesting.
Wait, so you say The Martian is better?
Yes.
Because you said the opposite.
I did?
You said this is better than The Martian.
Oh. Go see The Martian. The Martian is better. I'm tired.
Tired of saying wrong shit. Eager to eat.
Tim.
That's me.
Eat a dick.
Oh, no.
Eat it all up.
Dicks are full of protein. That makes my stool stinky.
Yeah, so we'll be doing this again tomorrow.
Yep. Although, I don't know when this will air.
Some point. I mean, yeah. Who are you? Got some gas. Shh.
What?
Huh? I got gas.
No.
I didn't do anything. Relax.
No.
Relax.
No. What happened? Something hit your hand?
No, just that light is bright.
That light is bright? Actually, I believe that light is this.
Oh. Oh, what is that light?
I think it's like my OnStar.
Oh. OnStar, save us.
Why? You are not worth saving.
That's all I got to say about Bond.
Me too.
None of them have ever been as good as Casino Royale. Maybe I'll go watch that as I fall asleep tonight.
I have it on Blu-ray.
I do too.
I also liked GoldenEye. I think that's maybe not as good as Casino Royale, but it's up there. Well, he did something about his gas now, fellas. I'll tell you that for fucking sure.
What?
You farted.
No, I didn't.
What?
Not yet.
Balderdash. Is that a Christmas tree?
Where? Yeah. Wait. I don't know if I've actually seen GoldenEye.
You've never seen the first Pierce Brosnan one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen all the Pierce Brosnan ones.
And I'm like, why is there a Christmas tree on November 6th?
Why did you have a Christmas party recently?
Well, that was because that's because shit's weird.
Exactly. So if you have a Christmas party, they can have a Christmas tree.
All right. I didn't think everybody was on my page. All right. So that's it. Not today, flammable secret base.
it's a tough one. Never trust James Bond not to fuck a woman.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. You don't want to do some crazy after stuff?
No. What do you want to do?
Something crazy! Say something crazy!
Ah, crazy!
That ought to do it.
This car is haunted.
I regret this instantly.
I don't regret it, Tim. Lay alone.
I'm scared of no ghosts.
Tim did not watch the Star Wars trailer.
The person next to me must have thought I was like autistic or something. Because Noah had headphones and... And so he was able to block out the sound, but I'm like, I had to hold my hands over my ears and constantly keep them moving so that rustling sound would block out. so there was a nice loud rustling sound right outside my ear, and it blocked out most of the trailer, and I had my eyes shut, and I guess Jeff tried to reach over and grab my ear and my hand away from my ear so I would hear something, and I went to swat at him because I thought it was Noah because I had my eyes closed, and I smacked Noah right in the eye.
It was like, ah, oh.
He's like, I'm, hey,
I'm not doing anything, I'm just
trying to mind my business. I heard some John Williams music. That's about all I can tell you.
I think, you know what I found, though? Like, even if you do hear some stuff, like, you don't really remember it as much. At least I don't, because you're not really connecting with the visuals, right?
Well, I definitely couldn't hear a word of dialogue. Like, I mean, I could hear that people were talking, but I couldn't even make out, like, if that was Harrison Ford. Like, it was just so, muffled.
So, what trailers have you seen?
For...
Did you see the big one that they revealed? Like, they had the teaser, and then they revealed, like, a big one after that.
Why was that one a big one?
I mean, it just wasn't the teaser. Like, the first trailer, I guess.
The first one where there's actually dialogue from characters from the first one.
Okay.
Is that vague enough for you?
Sure.
There's four now because they just released an international trailer.
I guess reveals a lot.
Yeah, supposedly. So I've seen the first two. I have not seen the second two. So the one that I didn't watch tonight was the third one.
Okay. So it's one you hadn't seen.
I know I haven't. That's the one I've been trying to avoid.
Okay.
Even though everybody says, oh, it gets you right in the feels. I don't need to get my feels.
I only saw the first one, which had the ball droid, the black guy running, 12 years of stormtrooper, and the whatever that guy is with the funky lightsaber. So it's all I know.
I'm ball droid. I'm out of here.
And I know there's Wookiees or Chewbacca. I don't know which one. And I know there's Harrison Ford. That's all I know. But yeah, as it gets closer, I'm just like, it's gonna be so hard not to like. People are just going to be posting the shit out of it. Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Well, people keep posting their theories about what they think Luke Skywalker is or is not doing in the movie. I'm like, shut up! I don't want to hear your theories.
I didn't even know he was in the movie.
We don't know if he is or is not in the movie. That's the point of the theories.
Oh, wait. Say that again? They've posted theories about, like, if he's in the movie or not?
Well, I don't know. I'm not reading the theories, but they're saying what Luke is or isn't doing in the movie.
Got it. Okay. That makes it sound like he is in the movie.
Or is he?
I don't know. I think it's real spoiler. Jerk face.
No, I didn't reveal any spoilers.
Spoiler.
You piece of shit.
Alright. Well, I'm not going to be reading them either. I did think about, though, like, if I go see a movie, maybe watch the trailer afterwards. Because, like, there's something very, like, there's... Trailers are fun, because, like, you know, they take all the fun shit and mash it together.
Yep.
Like, maybe I'll go watch, like, the James Bond trailer after this. I mean, I'm like, oh, let me see. Like, this movie is more exciting than the trailer.
I think I watched a trailer for it. I don't feel like it spoiled much for me. I think it showed... they've been keeping a lid on the fact that the dude is Blofeld.
Okay.
But,
like, you never know anymore. Like, you never know if they're going to be good about it or if they're just going to, like, just blow something big. Like... What movie recently revealed something kind of big in the trailer that I think I saw?
Terminator 3? 4?
Yes, yes.
But I think people have been saying, oh, is this guy Blofeld? And they've been saying no. And then it turns out he is. Kind of like with Star Trek Into Darkness, which you've seen, right?
I'm pretty sure I have. Is that the one with Eric Bana?
No.
Is that the one with...
Cumberbatch.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
So they were flat out denying that he was Khan, and then he was Khan.
Oh, yeah.
That would piss people off. They were kind of doing the same thing with, this guy's Blofeld?
Well, maybe no. No, why would it be Blofeld? That's weird.
Side tangent. When he reveals himself as Khan to Kirk and, I think, is it Spock or McCoy in that scene? I don't remember. Maybe it's all three. He's like, so who are you? And he goes, my name is Khan. And he, like, pauses, like, this is going to have some dramatic effect. It's like, fucking, they don't know who the fuck Khan is. We know, but he doesn't know we're watching.
Maybe he does, because he's Khan.
Khan!
I feel like one thing I think they really did well with that movie is, like they gave the villain a reason to be, like angry at them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in the Superman movie, like, he was just a dick right off the bat. Like, I'm just gonna just fuck shit up, whereas, like, you know, they kind of fuck Khan over, and so he's, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is understandable that you'd be upset, Khan. I sympathize with you, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
That sucks.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Hey.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Me and, this guy who runs a cafe at near my job have been, like, quoting Dave Chappelle for a while. Fuck, that guy's fucking funny, man. Like, you get meta on, that just ruins your day. Your day's a wrap.
I was listening to an old Tancast. I think it was Tancast 110. And you kept quoting Dave Chappelle throughout the episode. And Andy was like, there he goes again. I don't know why he was upset about it. And then, like, you did it again, like, towards the very end. I was like, fuck, if Dave Chappelle did not do comedy, Noah would have nothing to talk about.
Oh, man.
Classic.
I love those two stand-ups, For What It's Worth and, I can't remember the name of the other one now.
Killing Them Softly.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, that shit was funny.
All right, we get probably. I think we've had enough after credits craziness.